Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, Lauren L. here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is currently March 7, 2015, 10:30 p.m. This broadcast is all about local development happening here in the Morongo Basin. Everything from Morongo Valley to Yucca Valley, Joshua Tree, 29 Palms, Landers, and other nearby communities. I also reach further to the Coachella Valley, as well as the Victorville area and Southern California as a whole, really. So thank you so much for tuning in and helping my cause here. Lauren L. of the High Desert is brought to you by CrossFit Yucca Valley. CrossFit is a facility in Yucca Valley that offers fitness and training. It's a group-oriented training activity. And I'm so happy that they've decided to support my show. And I love CrossFit. I participate in CrossFit. I'm actually going to be interviewing the owners of CrossFit this week. So that will be an extra show to listen to this week. And so you can hear more about what CrossFit is, how it's beneficial for people, and how it compares to the average gym. So that's going to be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'll be sharing it on Facebook and promoting it because I love working out. And I feel that working out and going outdoors and doing fitness really ties in with my broadcast of and my cause of protecting the environment here in the High Desert. If you would like to support Lauren L. of the High Desert in any way, whether it's volunteering or helping out financially, I really appreciate it. I put a lot of time into this broadcast, so if you would like to know more, just email me at laurenlhighdesert@gmail.com. High is spelled H-I, or you can go to my website, laurenlofthehighdesert.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm going over a piece of history, as I've been doing for the past couple of weeks. This piece of history is coming from a booklet that was published by the Morongo Basin Historical Society as well as the 29 Palms Historical Society. This paragraph I will be reading is from the year 1917, and the article states Dale Mining District. So here's some more information about that. Prospectors and miners were drawn to the area known as the Dale Mining District, located 15 miles southwest of 29 Palms, as early as 1881 by reports of gold in the Pinto Mountains. By its peak production period in 1898, there were as many as 3,000 miners within the district. During its heyday, lode and placer gold mining took place and spawned the birth and death of two mining camps. Dale City sprang up around a well that was dug in 1884 and continued to grow until water began to be pumped to the mines in 1899. Once the mine owners no longer had to bring the gold ore to Dale City to be milled, the town pulled up roots and moved to a new site 6 miles south known as New Dale. It was situated near the two largest producing mines, the Supply and the OK mines. When the Supply and OK closed down in 1917, New Dale was also abandoned. Small-scale mining continued through the Depression until all mines were closed by executive order at the outbreak of World War II. I love learning about the mining history in the Morongo Basin. Actually, mining history in general, whether no matter where it is just absolutely fascinating. And to hear about natural resources that attracted mining and overall entrepreneurism, it's a driving force all over the world to this day. So to hear about the history in mining is really fascinating. I love going over history. It's a highlight. Here's events coming up, and this has really become a critical part of my efforts as time has gone on, is my calendar at laurenlofthehighdesert.com. You can go there and find all the information that I'll be sharing with you right now. I just keep an open ear of what's happening in the community, different events that I feel relate to what my broadcast is about. And so I post it on my calendar, and I'm really happy to share. A lot of the events that I share relate to environmental awareness in the area, events that are hosted by the Mojave Desert Land Trust, the Morongo Basin Conservation Association, as well as events out in Landers regarding the solar development. But I will also throw in events that relate to history. I love the topic of history. I know a lot of people, this is the big discussion here about the protecting the environment with the locals, is we say people come here, they don't appreciate the desert for what it is. And for me, I think history plays a lot in appreciating the desert. Obviously, we can appreciate the desert for here and now. But when you learn about the history of people who lived here, whether it's the natives, the miners, anyone who came up in this area during the Homestead Act, when land was basically given away for free. I mean, it's so fascinating to hear about how difficult it was to live here and how people came here thinking it was going to be this you know, cheap land and they would get their lives going. But come to find out, the desert's a really harsh environment. So I love to promote events that relate to history because it shows us how we got to where we are today, how fortunate we are to have the technologies that we do today to live so comfortably, because believe it or not, at one point it was not so comfortable here. So here are the events coming up. CrossFit is hosting a free Get Fit boot camp on Saturdays for the next couple weeks, March 7th through March 27th. These will be on Saturday starting at 8 a.m. And so it is encourage that you go to the CrossFit Yucca Valley website to contact them and go or let them know that you'll be attending. Again, it is for free, and it's really a great introduction course to just learn more about what CrossFit is and the type of workouts that they do. On March 11th, the Morongo Basin Historical Society lecture will be taking place at the High Desert Nature Museum in Yucca Valley. This will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The topic will be Nevada, Meet Your Neighbor. So she will be the speaker. Stephanie Slahor will be talking more about Nevada. This is hosted by the Morongo Basin Historical Society on March 13th. And this upcoming weekend is so busy. It's probably the busiest weekend I've come across as of yet. I don't know what I really want to go to yet because there's so many things happening. But on Friday, March 13th, there will be a lecture in Palm Springs called Introduction to Tonic Herbs and Alchemy. This is hosted by Sky Island Organics. Here's what the description says. Please join us for an introduction to tonic herbs and alchemy with Scott Lind, founder of Sun Lotion. He will share his approach to tonic herbalism as well as simple ways in recipes to incorporate these transformational foods into daily life. Scott grew up eating a standard American diet. Moving to California 10 years ago, he was introduced to a variety of conscious food alternatives. Learning from these and his love for Taoist healing arts and herbalism. Let me pull up. I lost my place really quick. In herbalism, he eventually started a tonic herb and superfood and tonic herb company in Santa Barbara, California. Today, Sun Potion is available in natural food markets, holistic spas, and health-conscious restaurants and cafes throughout Southern California and the U.S. Scott has a love for plants, education, and the transformational experience of tonic herbalism. This event is part of our Healthy Living series, co-hosted with Zebra Organics at our facilities in Palm Springs. It is free and open to anyone. If you would like the address so that you can attend, please go to my website, laurenlofthehighdesert.com, and you can find it there. That sounds like a really interesting event. Also on March 13th at 7, the Old Schoolhouse Lecture Series continues in 29 Palms. The topic is Native American plant uses. This has a $5 fee, and this lecture series is fantastic. I know I talk about it every month. I've gone ever since January, and it's one of my favorite lecture series. There's always a down-to-earth speaker who just gives great information about the topic being discussed, so that's a really great event. On March 14th, the Morongo Basin Historical Society is hosting a field trip to Goths, which is a small community close to the Mojave Desert. Let me pull up the map really quick. It's really a remote location. Because it's stuck in here. But this is an all-day field trip because Goff is quite a distance, probably a couple-hour drive. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually going on this trip. So Goff is located right on the edge of the Mojave National Preserve, north of the 40. This will be really fun. $15 for non-members, $10 for members. Email jrcs7599@roadrunner.com or call 760-366-7896 for more information. That should be a lot of fun. On March 15th, there will be a death cafe hosted by the group Transition Joshua Tree. This will be taking place at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Here's what the description says. Transition Joshua Tree is hosting a death cafe on Sunday, March 15th from 6 to 8. It will be in Harmony Hall. The purpose of a death cafe is to increase the awareness that we are mortal and will die so that we remember to make the most of our finite lives. Modern American culture is not structured for conversations about death, and this is a place to talk about all aspects of the experience. So that sounds pretty interesting there. There will be a Western Mojave meeting and workshop on March 21st from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. This will be held at the Community United Methodist Church in Joshua Tree. Let me pull up the description for you really quickly. This meeting and workshop will provide a full briefing about the WEMO, which stands for Western Mojave Plan, and the opportunity to make comments to restrict access by off-road vehicles to our rural communities and protected desert lands. There will be a full briefing by the Center for Biological Diversity, comment on the WEMO draft environmental impact statement. Protect the desert from off-road vehicles, trespass, and damage. As a result of a successful lawsuit by environmentalists, the Bureau of Land Management has been forced to reconsider over 5,000 miles of off-road vehicle routes in the western Mojave Desert that allow for trespass and damage to private property, natural and cultural resources. At the same time, off-road vehicle special interests are trying to increase the number of routes. For more information, you can contact Vic Fuller, 760-217-2824. That should be very fascinating. I don't think personally I can make it. Unfortunately, I have dedicated my Saturdays to a class at Copper Mountain College. I knew this would happen. There's things that I want to go to on Saturday, and I just can't do it for the next couple months. So I hope all of you attend. Here's an event. I know I keep going on about events because I just keep coming up. There's so many events happening now that it's getting a little warmer, I think. But Transition Joshua Tree will be hosting a permaculture event on April 6th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. This will be held at First World in Joshua Tree. And before I get into this, I just want to let you know that First World has limited parking. So be aware of that because I have been there before. And yes, it is definitely a limited parking location. So it is encouraged that if you go, please carpool. That is greatly appreciated. The speakers will be Tim DeLore and Jill Giedrich. It is free. Again, that is April 6th. That's all I have for now. There's definitely a lot more events on my calendar coming up, but that's all the ones as of recent that I just added. Here's another one. Okay, one more. ABCs of Water will be held on March 24th. Here is what the description says. I actually came across this on the Z1077's website. Water management is a vital profession in California. Reporter Mike Lipsitz tells of a program that describes career possibilities in that field. Careers and Education Opportunities in Water is the title of the next ABCs of Water session set for Tuesday, March 24th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Not a career fair, but an opportunity to learn about the variety of career fields available in the water industry. This session is suitable for college and high school students, teachers, parents, and those already working in the industry. Hosted by the Mojave Water Agency, the program takes place in Apple Valley, Apple Valley, maybe something is happening here. Maybe there will be a carpool. I have to look into that. Here is some recent activities I have been involved with. Actually, tonight, again, which is Saturday, March 7th, I attended an event at the Beatnik Lounge in Joshua Tree. I was invited by Sunny, who hosted the event. I was invited by him yesterday. He specifically wanted me to talk about the Spark Forum. And so I said, sure, why not? The event was hosted by the group 350 Joshua Tree, which is relatively new, and the group is primarily focused on climate change. This specific event was called Tree Huggers. Excuse me. Huggers Ball / Planet Love. There was a potluck, open mic, live music. It was a really nice event, to be honest. There were a lot of local performers that played music, and the music all centered around appreciation for the desert and for Joshua Tree and being conscious of changes happening in our society. So it was really great. The description of the event says, a celebration to bring the environmentally concerned groups and individuals of the Morongo Basin's high desert and the low desert communities together for a night of networking, art-loving, music-making, and eco-education. Local and or environmental issues and solutions will be shared with representatives of Transition Joshua Tree, Robert Terry from People Over Pollution, and others. And then I spoke about Spark, and I also recommended my broadcast to everyone who attended. What was really interesting to hear about was Robert, who was from a group called People Over Pollution, which is actually located in Joshua Tree. Excuse me, it's located in Desert Hot Springs, this group. I just learned about them tonight. I had never heard of them before. And he brought up a really interesting topic that I hadn't heard of before, which was apparently there's an old pipeline in the Desert Hot Springs area that is being looked at to be opened up again for transporting oil. I'm going to read an article about that in a second, but just to quickly go over People Over Pollution and what this group is about. I always love hearing about new groups and what they're doing. So I have a brochure from People Over Pollution, and on the brochure it says that their primary emphasis or primary issues they're concerned about is the pollution from Sentinel Plant, which is a plant located in Desert Hot Springs. I don't know what kind of plant it is at the top of my head right now, but I know it's relatively new, and so this group is very concerned about this plant and the type of exhaust and contamination produced from it. They're also focus on the salt and seabed exposure, which is a really critical topic if you keep up with the salt and sea issues. Very fascinating. I did a scientific research paper on the history of the salt and sea when I was at Humboldt State University, and it's amazing to learn about the history of it and then how it's also been impacted as of recent in the past 100 years. They're also focused on the proposed oil pipeline, which I will be reading an article about really quickly to you, as well as the ongoing drought. If you would like to connect with this group, then you can come to their meetings every Monday at 5 p.m. at the Miracle Springs Resort in the Joshua Tree Room, which is located in Desert Hot Springs. They have a Facebook page. If you search for People Over Pollution, then you can get in contact with them. And so that is available. Okay, so I looked more into this pipeline issue, which, again, I, having grown up in Desert Hot Springs, I never knew about this. So this is very interesting for me to learn about. But I did look up oil pipeline Desert Hot Springs in on Google, and I did find an article that was published July 13th, 2014, which is quite some time ago in my opinion, but I will read some bits to you anyway. I know this is Desert Hot Springs. This is right on the edge of the Coachella Valley, right before coming up to the Morongo Basin, so definitely a critical area. The article was published by the Desert Sun. The title of the article is Dormant Interstate 10 Questar Pipeline May Be Revived. Questar may need to extend the pipeline farther east, putting it closer to communities of the Coachella Valley. A 57-year-old pipeline lying dormant underground along the Interstate 10 corridor could again deliver oil to the California coast if its corporate owner gains the approval of regulators. In addition to starting the line that's been unused for 16 years, Salt Lake City-based Questar Corporation is eyeing locations in the region to build a new rail terminal that would transfer oil from train to pipe. The project is in the early development stages, but Questar is considering several sites from Beaumont to Indio for this rail terminal, said Lori Creer, a director of business development for Questar's pipeline subsidiary. Creer declined to name specific sites, but confirmed a location in North Palm Springs was on the list. We haven't really nailed anything down, she said. The 16-inch steel pipe runs 96 miles from Long Beach to the point between Cabazon and Whitewater. It's capable of carrying up to 120,000 barrels of oil a day, but has been unused since then in 1998. A single barrel of crude oil can produce about 19 gallons of gasoline, along with other petroleum-based products like jet fuel. If reactivated, the line would better link refineries in Long Beach to the growing supply of crude oil from the central United States and Canada, in a way considered safer than railroad. Questar and state regulators said the pipeline will undergo thorough inspections to ensure it poses no risk of leaks. But Jeff Morgan, who leads the local chapter of the Sierra Club, said he and fellow environmentalists will be watching the approval process to guarantee modern guidelines are met. The way you build a pipeline 50 years ago is not how you build a pipeline now, Morgan said. The older they are, the more likely they are to fail you. Depending on the location chosen for the rail terminal, Questar may need to extend the pipeline further east, putting it closer to communities of the Coachella Valley and environmentally sensitive areas. A major spill in those areas, Morgan said, would be devastating to already threatened species like the desert tortoise, fringe-toed lizards, and flowering plant called the Coachella Valley milk vetch. There's also the fear of spilled oil reaching the valley's supply of fresh water in the underground aquifer to the north, in the North Palm Springs area that holds water delivered by the Colorado River Aqueduct. Presumably, they would have a lot of trains, and each train can have over 100 tankers, even 200. And think how much oil is in one of them, Morgan said. A spill would put all sorts of things at risk. So this is honestly really fascinating to me. Again, I knew nothing about this. I have never heard of this before. And this is a major issue because, as pointed out, there's an astounding and amazing aquifer in Desert Hot Springs. Desert Hot Springs is world renowned for its mineral springs, and it's also what makes Desert Hot Springs thrive in the tourist industry because Desert Hot Springs is full of spas. And so this was actually really surprising for me to hear about. Yes, it could cause so much contamination and really be harmful to the economy in the Coachella Valley. It was mentioned that this is proposed in North Palm Springs, which Robert of the People Over Pollution mentioned that this land technically should have gone to the city of Desert Hot Springs, but now Palm Springs has taken control over it, and so this is obviously a profitable endeavor for the city of Palm Springs if they are, or since they are the dictators of this particular area, even though it's closer to Desert Hot Springs. So I hope to hear more about this because it's just, I'm kind of appalled. But But if you know more about it, then please let me know. I really appreciate it. Again, you can find me on Facebook, Lauren L. of the High Desert, and message me directly. I will try to keep up with the story because, again, this is coming from July 13th, 2014. And so this is relatively old information, in my opinion. Moving on, the Joshua Tree Chamber of Commerce board members attended their annual retreat in Joshua Tree as of recent. And so this was very exciting. I did attend because I am assisting the Joshua Tree Chamber to move forward and progress. And all of the board members were just very positive about this next coming year. They really want to promote local business and serve the community as best as they can. And so there was a lot of brainstorming of how the chamber can be a part of the community, how the chamber can assist local businesses in further developing. There's emphasis on mixers and community events. The holiday market that was held in Joshua Tree this past winter season was actually hosted by the chamber. And so that is a big event that they want to continue again and possibly host more events like that. This is really an important group to have in the area because they have an actual office location, believe it or not. Some of you may know this, but the Joshua Tree Chamber of Commerce does have an office located in Joshua Tree. They actually have a sign up on the building too that says the Joshua Tree Chamber. So this is a group that promotes local economy, local business, and can really be a great resource to the economy. So they're always looking for volunteers. That is one thing that wanted to be mentioned is that practically all of the board members are volunteers. And so the more volunteers, the better that this group can progress. And it should be really great because people are always calling in to Joshua Tree and there's no city council to answer questions. So the chamber is really one of those primary resources. Here's some news coming from the Romerongo Basin Conservation Association. I only have a few minutes left, so I will quickly go through this. The Morongo Basin Conservation Association received its 501c3 status, so it is officially a nonprofit. It's a big step for their organization development and promise to open new connect and serve with the Morongo Basin. So that's very exciting. Congratulations to the Morongo Basin Conservation Association for that. They are accepting donations. You can even make a donation online if you go to their website. The Save Landers movement regarding the Bowman S-Power project is still ongoing. The appeal challenging the Bowman and S-Power project has been delayed until no sooner than May 5th. So once it reaches May, we will be hearing more about this issue. Finally, this is coming from the Morongo Basin Conservation Association. They want to give thanks to all of you who took your time to express your concerns to decision makers about the DRECP over the previous months and years. The DRECP received over 12,000 letters as the comment period drew to a close on February 23rd. Lucerne Valley and the Morongo Basin residents mobilized, organized, educated, and spoke loud and clear. San Bernardino County supervisors, particularly the two supervisors representing the desert, our third district supervisor, James Ramos, and the first district, Robert Lovingood, have showed that they heard, understand, and support concerns of their constituents regarding renewable energy development in our communities. This is evidenced in the county framework document that incorporates much of what individuals and groups such as the Morongo Basin Conservation Association have advocated. There is obviously still much work ahead for us in the county and for decision makers. So that's what the latest information is from the Morongo Basin Conservation Association. That also draws my broadcast to a close. Thank you everyone for tuning in and supporting the cause of my broadcast, as well as many of the local groups in this area. If you would like more information, you can visit me at laurenl@thehighdesert.com. You can email me at laurenlhighdesert@gmail.com. Facebook. Thank you so much, everyone.